All right, I'd like to call the July 7th, 2022 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or your computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. Roll call. The board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Sanssouci. City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah.
Here.
And TVWD.
Can I say I was here about loud? Sorry.
You were muted, but we watched your lips.
Yes, thank you. And TVWD, Commissioner Duggan.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using Microsoft Teams.
All right. The first thing is potential action after executive session. Before we begin our regular agenda, the board did meet in executive session prior to this meeting to discuss the acquisition of two property interests. Does any commissioner have anything to bring before the board as a result of this executive session? Mark, Commissioner Sanssouci.
Yeah, Commissioner Sanssouci moves that the commission proceed with the acquisition of the property interests located at tax lot 1S226B003200 in unincorporated Washington County, Oregon, as set forth in the commission resolution number WWSS-01-22, and that the commission fully delegate to the general manager the authority to acquire these property interests through reasonable settlement.
Do I have a second for this motion?
This is Commissioner Duggan. I second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Does any commissioner wish to bring any other items before the board as a result of the executive session?
This is Commissioner Duggan. I move that the commission proceed with the acquisition of the property interests located at tax lot 31W23B00100 in Wilsonville, Oregon, as set forth in the commission resolution number WWSS-0621, and the commission fully delegate to the general manager for the authority to acquire these property interests through reasonable settlement and delegate the authority to enter into an intergovernmental agreement for that purpose.
Thank you. Do I have a second for this motion?
Commissioner Sanssouci will second that.
All right, the board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Any further executive session discussion? Hearing none and seeing no raised hands, we will move on to the next agenda item. General Manager's Report. Mr. Kraska will present the General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Chair Judah, and good afternoon, Commissioners. As usual with the General Manager's Report, we'll start off with a safety minute. Clicking onto the next slide here, it's going to be about summer driving tips. So here we go. So it's a great season for a long road trip. Maybe the gas prices aren't so great, but you know, if you want to do that anyways, off we go. So to ensure that the road travels go smoothly, consider these things before hitting the road. Get your car checked out. Treat it to a checkup and stop by your mechanic and ask them to check your filters and oil level, top off the other fluids, check the tires, including the spare tire for proper inflation and tread depth, test the battery and brakes, and inspect the belts and hoses. Next is to plan your trip before you go. Use an app like Google Maps and remember to communicate your travel plans to friends, family, or coworkers. Research road and weather conditions that might affect your travel time, and have a game plan ready in case you run into an emergency. And so accordingly, pack an emergency kit. So you can purchase these pre-made kits or grab a soft-sided bag and fill it with the following supplies, including jumper cables, flares, or reflective triangle, first aid kit, flashlight and batteries, duct tape, plastic tarp, bottled water and energy bars and blankets. And so with that, off you go to a safe and fun and a road trip and make lots of really cool memories. That's today's Safety Minute. And now continuing on with the rest of today's General Manager's Report, we have a permitting communications update. So the Willamette Water Supply permitting efforts continue to remain very active, and attached to the General Manager's Report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals recently granted and the status of those currently in process. Regarding a couple of permitting highlights, the Oregon Health Authority completed its review and issued a final conditional approval of the Water Treatment Plant Drinking Water Services Plan. Program staff is reviewing the conditions contained in the approval and is preparing a response back to the OHA. This is actually quite a milestone. It's gone on for, at least 6 to 8 months that we've been working with OHA trying to get this approval. And the conditions that we've received from them are very minor and easy to work through. So we're quite pleased with what we've heard back from the OHA on that. Second on the permitting highlights is the WWSP has now acquired 400 of the 489 identified pre-construction permits needed for construction of the new water system. So we're 82% of the way through collecting all the permits that we need to support our construction efforts. Regarding our communications highlights, this month, staff hosted a meeting with the Willamette Water Supply System partner communications representatives discussing upcoming public opinion polling efforts. Topics for upcoming research include consumer awareness about the source water switch to the Willamette River, concerns about the switch, and how to build confidence in the new water source. The results of the public opinion polling will be used to develop a joint communications plan for water supply integration that will increase awareness of the new water supply and explain the benefits to the region. Regarding our construction status updates, attached to the General Manager's Report is a tabulation of the status of all the active construction projects. And as I mentioned to you last month, to provide a more complete understanding of the work underway, I'm going to share a presentation of recent photos from the construction site. A copy of the presentation is attached to the back of the General Manager's Report, and so I'll share that presentation with you once I conclude this portion of the General Manager's Report. And the last element to that is the planned business agenda item. The approvals and procurements forecast presents WWSP activities that have recently been approved or are scheduled for approval over the next 2 months by either the WWSP Director or General Manager, the WWSS committees, or the WWSS Board. There are no planned business agenda items for the August WWSS Commission board meeting, as shown in the attached forecast. Our next anticipated business agenda item is in September, and it will be previewed at the next meeting in August. So with that, now I'm going to continue on with the new part of the General Manager's Report, which is our photo montage of our construction summary. I'll go through all these slides. As you can see with this first slide, we have 11 active construction projects, all of them quite large. And so I've got a lot of photos to share with you today, and I'll walk you through all of these projects. And so at the end of it, I'd appreciate some feedback if it was helpful to you, if this is useful information to you, or if you want me to tighten it up a little bit, because it goes on for quite a while to get through all these construction projects. So with that, we'll start south with the raw water facilities project. And as a quick summary of what's going on with the raw water facilities project, these bullets kind of outline what's been going on and where are we headed with that project. So as such, we've completed the phase one as-built documents. So all the phase one work that's happened out of the site, mostly the below grade work, we've completed the as-built documents for all of that work. Our design engineer prepared the conform drawing set for the upcoming phase two work. We're continuing the administrative closeout of that phase one work. We're planning preparation for the upcoming summer work package, which is what we've called our GMP 1.5. And we're also preparing for the upcoming GMP number 2, which will take place this fall. So right now we're in a little bit of a lull in terms of our construction activity out there. So the only photo that I have to show of you is of the lower site area. The treatment plant there is kind of in the background to the right of this photo. But basically, it shows green grass. That's the restored park area down there in Wilsonville, and it's had its first mowing. So we know the grass has successfully germinated and taken root, and our job is done there in terms of restoring that site. So it looks nice and clean there now. So that's pretty much all to show you for the raw water facilities project. In coming months, I'll have a lot more photos of that site. Moving on now, just north of there to PLM 1.3, that's our pipeline project through the center of Wilsonville. For that one, we're just at the beginning phases of construction, so lots of potholing for 160 utility crossings on this particular length of pipeline. Processing our potential change orders, submittals, and RFIs. And we had a pre-construction meeting with the contractor and issued our full notice to proceed to them. So with that, I think the only slide that I have for you there about this project is, again, right at the very beginning, is that even though we've identified 160 utility crossings in the design documents, things still continue to change all along our transmission mains. And this shows you that during the intervening time, four new utility crossings on 95th Avenue have occurred where we're going to be building our pipeline. And so we need to keep track of that and track that as well as we begin our construction activities down there. Somebody's mic is open. Oh, Kevin Busen. If Kevin can close his mic, that would be awesome. So moving now to our water treatment plant site. This one, we're heavily moving into the construction phase, mass excavation on that very large site and embankment fill, drilling and controlled rock blasting, rock crushing, and temporary fencing around the site were all activities recently completed. The mass excavation and embankment fill, that will continue on for a couple of months still. So this first photo, which is a drone shot, this is a drone shot on the site of the northeast corner of the site, where we will be constructing our finished water clear well and finished water pump station. In the background there, you see Southwest 124th Avenue. You see the activity there, and you see our construction activity in the center there, where we're going to be building, like I said, the clear well and the finished water pump station. Very large equipment being used in all of this. Moving on to the next slide. Now this is pulled back a little bit. Again, you see toward the top right, 124th Avenue. The Trammell Crow development at the top of the photo there, and then the balance of our water treatment plant site there in the center of this photo. If you look at the bottom center, you'll see a grid pattern of dots, essentially. So that's the drilling that is in advance of the blasting that's going to be occurring in the area. So we're drilling and blasting because it is a rock site. There's a lot of hard rock excavation to be done in the area. And the drilling and blasting of the site will continue on through September, I believe. So quite a bit of work still to be done out there. And one more photo, I think, to show of you the water treatment plant site here, basically pulling back even further to the south, basically showing you the whole 20 or 30 acres. I think it's the treatment plant site itself is about 20 acres, but with the additional site there to the south where we're going to have staging, kind of parking area for the contractor, really a total of about 30 acres of impacted lands. So that's kind of what the site looks like right now. A lot of activity. Next slide. So the next project is, again, just north of our treatment plant site is our PLM 4.1 pipeline crossing into Wald and Sherwood Road, crossing Highway 99. On this one, still continuing on with the utility and storm drain piping, Washington County's work. Again, this is a partner project with Washington County. And with that, Washington County is doing the road widening on Roy Rogers Road. That's on the other side of Highway 99. Road widening also to Wald and Sherwood Road. And we're beginning the work on the trenchless crossing for Highway 99, which is what we're showing in the photos coming up here. So this first photo shows basically clearing the area that we will be using for the launch shaft to construct the shoring, construct the pit for the launch shed for the trenchless crossing across Highway 99. And the next photo shows that completed launch shaft, or essentially completed launch shaft. The type of vertical shoring being used here is a slide rail system. Excellent system. It's interesting to see our contractors select different types of vertical shoring for all the various projects we have going on around the county. Next slide. Now moving just north of there is our PLM 4.3 project. So that's our pipeline segment north of Sherwood through unincorporated Washington County up to around just north of Beef Bend Road there. With this project, we've had held a pre-construction meeting with our contractor. We've had, again, paperwork, submittals and RFIs. mobilizations of trailers to the staging area, more utility potholing, and installing survey controls and construction saving staking for the alignment. I think the only slide that I have for you again, because we're so early in the phase, is this one. It's just setting up the contractor laydown area and staging area next to Al's garden. So basically, if you drove down this portion of Roy Rogers Road, you'll see where the contractor is setting up operations for this site. So it's a nice cleaned up spot for them to do their construction trailer and all their staging for the work on Roy Rogers Road. Next slide. So now moving north from there is our reservoir and PLM 5.3 project. So a lot of activity here as well. We began installation of our 66-inch water line, approximately 400 feet installed. This slide is at this point several weeks old now. So and the contractor is moving very quickly. They started up in the Rosedale Road area. That's where they're beginning. So they started north and they're heading south with their pipeline installation. And they're getting about 50 to 100 feet of pipe in a day, depending on how complicated it is, whether there's bends and so on. And things go quickly or slower or faster, depending on those things. But right now they're making good progress. They're continuing the drilling and blasting for the pipeline and the bedrock areas more around the Cooper Mountain area, continuing the rock excavation on the reservoir site, and continuing fill placement for the staging area, which is approximately so far 78,000 cubic yards has been placed. Next slide. This photo here shows that staging area number one, which is the site across from the reservoir site on the other side of Grabhorn Road. And again, this is where close to 80,000 cubic yards of material has been moved from the reservoir site over to the staging area to create basically our platform where the construction activity will be staged for this very large project. Next slide. And this shows the reservoir site with the preparation for the rock blasting that's occurring in that area. The rock on the reservoir site has actually been found to be more what they call rippable than they anticipated. They were anticipating having to do a lot of drilling and blasting on the site, but actually the weathered rock extended deeper onto the site than they had anticipated. And so they have very large equipment. I believe it's right there in the center of this photo, a Caterpillar D9 with a single tooth, basically ripper on the back of it that they're able to use to basically pluck the boulders out and avoid a lot of the blasting that they thought they were going to have to do. There's still a lot of blasting left to be done on the pipeline installation. So there's a lot of rock there's a lot of rock that we need to get through to install our pipeline. And so still blasting to occur for all of that. Next slide. And so continuing on PLM 5.3, so this is the pipeline installation that's closer to a Rosedale Road, so more toward the northern end there. And in that part of the world, the soils are quite a bit softer. It's an agricultural area, and so the soils are softer. And so you can see the contractor here installing a different form of the vertical shoring, which is basically large I-beams that are driven down into the soil and then steel plates between them to basically hold the soil back. Next slide. And that shows that vertical shoring in operation. You see our pipeline down the center of this trench, the vertical shoring on either side, and the walers and supports that are used to basically hold the soil pressure back and make for a safe installation for the workers there on the site. Even with the very, very large excavators operating right adjacent to this vertical shoring, it's really quite an impressive operation when you see it live. Next slide. Now moving north from there to PLW 1.3, this is in South Hillsborough. This project is essentially nearly complete. On this activity recently is working on the turnout vaults, pressure testing of the pipeline. They had a failed pressure test. They had to find some leaks, and so they're retesting the pipeline now after fixing the leaks. Once that's successful and they complete with the disinfection of the pipeline as well, then they'll tie it into the PLW 1.1 project that's just to the north of this project. And then once that's done, then demobilization from the staging area. So with that, since this project is nearly complete, this is kind of the photos that I have to show you. It's work around some of these some of the vaults. This one here is for Butternut Creek for the turnout. Supply for the water supply to that portion of the future city of Hillsborough. So basically just finalizing that work. shows the flow meter in the Butternut Creek vault from the WWS system that will serve into the City of Hillsborough system. And I think one more photo showing the grading around the vault, just kind of wrapping up that construction, all nice and tidy. So basically, that's where we're at with PLW 1.3. Next slide. PLW 1.2 is a partnership project with Washington County. It's in Cornelius Pass Road, just north of TV Highway. So right now, this one is just starting. So really, whenever we just start these projects with the county always has to move first. They always have to do the roadway widening first to either create space for us to install our pipeline or to move traffic over to create space to install our pipeline. Either way, the county's work always comes first. And that's what the county's doing right now. They're doing the road widening work. They're moving utilities. And so we've got paperwork to do in terms of reviewing submittals and RFIs. And we're beginning to install the 18-inch ductile iron pipe in Francis Street. This is to the new Francis turnout for the City of Hillsborough from the WWSS system. Next slide. So this is kind of what this project looks like right now, the beginnings of road widening work that Washington County is doing. This photo here is just south of the Ladd Acres Elementary School on Cornelius Pass Road. Next slide. And next slide is a really exciting shot of 18-inch zinc-coated ductile iron pipe. And, you know, it looks kind of boring, but I got to tell you, these days, getting your hands on 18-inch ductile iron pipe is actually pretty hard. We're finding our contractors are struggling to get it. Some of the delivery times are months of delays. And so this is actually a really exciting photo that our contractor was successful in getting their hands on this pipeline. So it's never a dull moment on the program. Next slide. Now moving all the way over to the other side of the area to MPE 1.1. This is our partnership project with the City of Beaverton in Western Boulevard. So City of Beaverton, as you all know, is doing a roadway project there. So we partnered with them to get our pipeline in with there, as well as the City of Beaverton pipeline there as well. So in terms of our pipeline, it's the 48-inch WWSP waterline construction is going to resume in July. Right now, the contractor's 2,100 feet of that 48-inch pipeline has been installed to date, so we're a little bit more than halfway through. The contractor's focusing now on installing the 16-inch City of Beaverton waterline from between Allen Boulevard and Arctic. That's about halfway up Western Boulevard. Contractors also continue to work on blow-off and air valve appurtenance piping, and we began construction of the WWSP flow meter vault. We have a photo to show you here of that. And so this just shows some of the construction activity of installing the 16-inch City of Beaverton pipe near Arctic. And this shows the beginning construction of that flow meter vault that I mentioned in the previous slide. And this, again, just vertical shoring and showing the reinforcing it for the slab foundation on this very large flow meter vault. Next slide. Moving on now over to MPE 1.2. So now we're continuing basically south and away from Western. So this project is in Allen and Shulsbury Road crossing 217. Lots of tunneling work on this project, and we've completed the tunnel beneath the railroad tracks on Shulsbury Road, so that's just on the west side of the 217 crossing there for the 48-inch water line. Began the shaft construction for the next tunnel, which is crossing Lower Fano Creek. Continued the 16-inch City Beaverton water line and hydrants on Cascade. Completed our 48-inch open cut water line, basically the night work that we're doing near the intersection, kind of around the intersection of Shoals Ferry and Hall Boulevard. And we're starting a 24-inch ductile iron turnout pipe on Hall Boulevard heading east. Next slide. So a lot of this work, pretty much all of the work that occurs around that intersection of Hall Boulevard and Shoals Ferry, and also the work on Cascade, occurs at night, basically due to impacts to businesses and the traffic and everything else like that. Our contractors have had to work at night, and so this just shows the installation of one of our hydrants during that nighttime construction activity. Next slide. And this shows the beginnings of the construction of that launch shaft for the Lower Fano Creek. This is what we're calling tunnel number one. So this is near the start of the project, basically the westernmost portion of it. Next slide. And this is where we completed a tunnel, tunnel number two, and now we're installing the carrier pipe, the 48-inch pipe, inside that tunnel, that completed tunnel. Again, lots more vertical shoring. Next slide. And then this is some of our nighttime work in that very busy intersection between Schultz Ferry Road and Hall Boulevard. So in this particular photo, there's a precast concrete air valve vault that's being lifted by this very large excavator and to be located down on top of the pipe down in the excavation there. Next slide. And so that's it. So there's lots going on the program, lots of activity there. I think that was maybe 20-30 minutes of me talking and sharing photos with you. So just a little bit of feedback I'd appreciate so I can fine tune these presentations. Are these presentations interesting and valuable? And is the length about right, or do you want me to shorten it up a little bit?
Commissioner Duggan, Commissioner Sanssouci, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick thought. I think, you know, for this particular audience, this is perfect. I don't think you overdid anything. Okay. Obviously, more photos are fun, but I think you showed us all the crucial bits, especially for me, the depth to which this pipe, some of these pipes are being laid. I mean, it's just quite impressive. I think for other audiences, what would probably would be useful would just be to have a video of yourself doing this, and then people can skip around in it or whatever the case may be. I didn't find anything in this presentation that wasn't interesting.
Great, thank you.
Commissioner Duggan, I concur wholeheartedly, and I especially like hearing this length of presentation and the details provided, especially when the TVWD board does not have a workshop prior to the WSS meeting for the particular month. But no, I love seeing the pictures, love hearing the details, and it's good to know the particulars about each individual project. So I would say continue. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Voice number three echoes what voice number one and voice number two just communicated. I think you did a great job. And I also like the fact that maybe it's time to update the video that we make available to the public on what this project is all about. So whether that's through a series of snapshots or some other way, so it's always important to keep our ratepayers informed.
Absolutely. The communications team does an annual sort of summary of the activity that's taken place, and I'm sure they have one scheduled. That's usually, they start preparing that, start working on that around October. But given the frequency, given how much work is going to be occurring in the area, we might want to revisit that and maybe do more frequent updates. I'll discuss that with them.
Okay, Dave, is that the end of the general manager's report for today?
That's the end of the general manager's report. Appreciate your feedback and give the mic back to you. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. The next item is for public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Annette, do we have any persons who would like to comment today?
No, not today.
All right, thank you. As a reminder, Annette is monitoring the chat feature for any future requests. Okay, the next thing on our agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. So item A is to approve the June 2nd, 2022 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? And please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this action item.
Commissioner Sanssouci will go out on a limb and move approval of the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Duggan, I second.
We've had a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. The next item today is our business agenda items. Item A under there is to consider approving a contract 2022-061 for $14,697,548 with Moore Excavation Inc. for PLW 2.1 pipeline construction of the Willamette Water Supply Program and increasing the management reserve by $455,815. Mr. Brisch will present the staff report.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Judah, Commissioners. So, again, talking about PLW 2.1 construction project. So the outline for the presentation, give you a brief overview of the project that we're talking about, talk about our construction procurement approach. In this case, we use the best value approach, so we'll talk about the scoring there, the costs and relative to the baseline, and then finally the requested action. Next slide. So if you remember, maybe a little over a year ago, there was actually only one PLW2 project, and which we're going through the baselining project process due to costs on the program. We decided to split it up into two projects. And so one of those projects is getting deferred, PLW 2.2, until about 10 years from now, or sorry, until 2029. And that includes pipeline segments both to the south and north of the project we're talking about today. So the project we're talking about today, PLW 2.1, it's shown in blue. On the figure to the right, it consists of about 3,500 feet of 48-inch welded steel pipe, includes an open-cut crossing of Rock Creek. It goes through the Renko Woods Nature Park. Just north of the park, we're doing a trenchless crossing under the TriMet light rail. And then actually, we're also going through an area that used to be occupied by a rail corridor, so the berm properties, if you've heard that, it's kind of that curved segment there, but constructing in an old rail corridor adjacent to a number of homes there. Next. So related to the best value construction procurement process, so we established or published an RFP, request for proposal, back in April of 2022. What we normally do prior to having contractors submit is we make ourselves available for proprietary meetings, so it gives the contractors opportunities to discuss any questions or comments or approach items that they have. And so in this case, we had three submittals, but only two of those participated in those meetings, but all of those who submitted had done previous work for us. So we received three proposals on June 6th. Those were scored, and then we opened the price part of it on June 7th, and no bid protests were received. Next slide. So in the case of our best value scoring, there's a total of 1,000 points that are available. And so 300 of those points in this case are allocated towards a non-cost score. So we ask about, you know, the qualifications of the firm, who's the team that they're proposing, health and safety, and then what's their specific understanding and approach to the project. And as you see there, the top score in this case was Emery & Sons with a score of 300, followed by Moore and then Tappany. So the evaluation team felt that, you know, Moore has been really a great contractor for us. They really did a great job proposing a team and understanding, and so that's why they understand and approach. That's why they got the top score. Moore also did a good job, but just not as well identified by Emery. And then Tappany came in third there. There was actually some concerns about their capacity to do the project and with the people they proposed, and so they had received the lower score. And then from the cost standpoint, the low bid gets the full 700 points. So actually Tappany came in at the lowest bid, Moore just about 1% higher. But then Emery, you see, who had the highest non-cost score, actually was about $1 million higher. and so, or more than $1 million higher than the next bidder. And so this is really a great outcome for the best value scoring approach. So it allows us to really understand and assign points for the specific team that's being proposed, but it makes sure we're also getting a really good cost value. And so you can see the separation between Emory and Moore was just 2 points. And so, you know, again, Emory would be great to work with, but we can do it. We can work with Moore just fine and saving over $1 million compared to that, and about the same, you know, same price as Tappany. So again, really a good example, I think, of the best value process, how it was used here. Next slide. So this talks about the costs relative to the budget. So baseline 7.0 had a total amount of nearly 17.4 million, including a 15% contingency. The engineer's opinion of probable cost, they actually kind of nailed the cost right there, but you can see the range of about 13 to 17 million. Next slide. So based on the recommendation to move forward with Moore, their bid amount, and then in this case, we're including a 15% contingency. Normally, it's been 10%, but just due to the tight schedule constraints and construction complexity, and there's just a lot of really high-level stakeholders involved, the team felt it's warranted to have a higher cost. And so even with all that, so that comes to about 16.9, we're still less than what was in baseline 7. And so if the board, you know, moves forward with approving this for MEI, then we would actually be adding about $455,000 back into management reserve. Next slide. And again, a slide that we always show when we break down the cost by partner. So Beaverton does not have any ownership interests in this. And so yeah, this project is basically paid for by Hillsborough and TVWD. And again, the percentage breakdown is based on the baseline 7 and the associated IGA for the WWSS. I think that's my last slide. Next. Yeah, just questions. So happy to address any comments or questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions for him today?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Duggan. I just have a comment that I'm really glad that we're getting this complicated work done and not deferring it with the rest of the pipeline alignment in that vicinity. But I did want a quick update on how the easement encroachment issues are going, the negotiations with the property owners to get that corridor clear. Not have the encroachment into that old railroad right away. Now, I'm not looking for a big report, just a general idea of how things are going with that.
I think Joelle maybe might handle that for me.
Yeah, me too. So we received direction from the management committee, I don't remember exactly what month, but near the beginning of 2022. In order to be a good neighbor with those berm owners, to permit them access to the 30 feet on the western edge of our property. And so we reached out to all those neighbors, and we identified who the interested parties are, and I believe we've received 4 of those encroachment agreements so far. We might receive more over time, but I think it seems to be going well as a measure of good faith with our neighbors.
Good to hear, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, thanks for the report. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the contract 2022-061 for $14,697,548 with Moore Excavation Inc. for PLW 2.1 pipeline construction of the Willamette Water Supply Program and increasing management reserve by $455,815. Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this item.
This is Commissioner Duggan, so moved.
Commissioner Sanssouci seconds.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
Okay, City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. I believe that is it for things today. We have some information items, which is the next board meeting is scheduled for August 4th via Microsoft Teams, August 4th, 2022. There are no communication and non-agenda items unless somebody has something at this time that they would like to bring up. Commissioner Sanssouci.
Yeah, just a quick note. The August 4th, 2022 meeting of this board will be my last. If you haven't been paying attention to Beaverton news, I'm leaving the city council 4 months early. My term ends at the end of December, but I have an opportunity to do something not related to city government that starts in September and conflicts with council work. So the city council will be choosing a new representative to this board sometime between now and September, and at your September meeting, you'll see a different face here. But it's been a pleasure participating, and I will see you on August 4th.
Excellent. That's not good news. That's bad news. But thanks for communicating it anyway.
Oh, you'll probably like the next one better.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on August 4th. Are there any other information items or communications, non-agenda items to come before us today? There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
See you all.